it's not very often you get to talk to a legend, so when George Stone was in my office recently, I jumped at the chance. You see, it was only a few days before Christmas, and life being, well, life, I had not done much to get in the Christmas spirit. Then I saw George and thought, wouldn't it be great to hear how Christmas was celebrated in rural Oklahoma more than 90 years ago? For those of you who may not know or remember, George, who grew up near Byers in south central Oklahoma, is in the Oklahoma Agriculture Hall of Fame, was president of the Oklahoma Farmers Union and National Farmers Union for many years, and is still, at 98 years old, a respected voice for agriculture. First question, what was it like for George Stone, one of eight children, to celebrate Christmas on the farm?
Well, you know, it was more of a family deal than it is now, because transportation was slow and scarce. So the families met together over a period of time, and fellowship meant a lot more then than it is now, because I think the families were closer together.
What'd you do on Christmas Eve?
Well, generally, we just sat there and waited until dark so we'd get in bed and get our presents the next morning.
What kind of presents did you get as a kid?
Well, whatever, you know, some toy, cost a nickel or a dime or whatever.
You didn't get any video games?
Well, we didn't know what that was.
What kind of Christmas tree did you have?
One we'd go down to the pasture and cut, and find one with the old leaves still hanging on it, and that's it.
Was it a cedar tree?
No, we had no cedar trees on our tree. No.
What kind of tree was it?
Generally just an old blackjack or something where the leaves would hold together after they dried out.
What kind of decorations did you put on it?
Whatever we could pick up. Various vines and things to make strings out of, whatever. Quite different than it is now.
You go to church on Christmas?
Oh, yes. Never miss. Church meant more then, I think, because it was a place together, the community gathered there. Where now we've got so many activities.
Do you remember a favorite thing about Christmas?
Well, I remember the best thing is waking up in the morning and see what happened. See who could beat the other kids to the wherever we was going to find it. We always got something for Christmas. Celebrated together.
What was your favorite Christmas? Do you remember? Do you have one that stands out?
No, I really don't. It's all treated about the same. As the kids begin to leave home, the pattern changed. But we'd have a hilarious time by getting the minute.
Does it make you sad today that Christmas is
different? Well, it does when I see the deterioration in the families. It sure does. Transportation, modern convenience. We had none of that. We had no electricity. Had no running water. Had number two and three washed up, take a bath in. And had an outhouse. That was true till I married and left home, before I knew what it was to have modern electricity.
Now keep in mind, this was in the 1920s, and electricity did not come to rural areas until the mid to late 1930s. So it won't surprise you to hear how George answered my next question.
Did you ever ride a horse to Christmas services?
No, but I rode a mule. White mule.
Seriously, you rode a mule to Christmas?
I rode a mule wherever I went. If I had to carry something. We walked school, of course, out in the country. No buses. When we was in a hurry, I'd ride the mule.
Do you think Christmas in the country, Christmas for farmers and ranchers, means something a little different than what it does to those people in town?
Well, I don't know about that. I think people in town were more together, and Christmas was something that brought the community together. So I think farmers look forward to it more so than others.
When you're a farmer, you're out there feeding those cattle on Christmas morning. Does that bring you a little bit closer to the real meaning of Christmas?
Well, you learn a lot if you're closer to life itself, really. And growing up in that situation, you accumulate knowledge that other people wondered about how and what, because it was so broad. The farming itself, we were desperately One day we'd have nothing, the next day we'd have twice that much, which wasn't much. We got by. I'm from a family of 8 kids. I was born and raised on the same farm, and in spite of the depression problems, we survived.
Anything else you want to tell us about Christmas as a kid in the country in Oklahoma?
No, except the fact that I think we looked forward to it more. And we didn't decorate the old houses like they do now. We fixed up different. We didn't have the entertainment they have. We finally got a radio, and it was battery run. I think just bringing us together, at least occasionally, was a blessing.
George Stone, a living legend in Oklahoma agriculture. I hope as you sit down with your family during this Christmas season, you enjoy the many blessings God has bestowed on us. From all the family and friends of AFR and Oklahoma agriculture, Merry Christmas.